What's cracking, pimps? What is going on? And welcome to episode 31 of the Mac Daddy Seminar. That's right. If you started in the month of January on January 1st and listened to every single episode that is on iTunes of the Mac Daddy Seminar, you would be able to listen to a new episode every single day for the month of January. That shit's amazing. I know some people are like, but didn't you originally start this on YouTube and you got like 20 something episodes? I did. But you know, it's all about the Skrilla. So I'm out here on iTunes and Spotify, and yeah. I just like being able to look at the analytics more, like who's listening on what devices, and you know, the app that I use for this, Audible. Or, no, not Audible. What am I fucking saying? Anchor, it's able to show me all that. So, shouts out to Anchor. I know it's been a little bit since I've done an episode, but, you know, I'm getting busier. I mean, I hate to put it so bluntly, but I'm not busy enough to quit my day job, you know, or you would have two or three podcast episodes every single week. But, you know, on the weekends and, you know, just when I have free time, I'm putting some stuff together, which brings me to, I can't say anything about it yet, and I don't for sure know that it's happening, but just know that something pretty big is possibly on the way, and that's all I'm going to say about it. So if you're a fan of mine, if you like my stand-up, or you're just a friend of mine from back in the day, something is on its way, and I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. But yeah, man, I'm trying to think about stuff that's happened since my last episode. Let me see. Everybody's freaking out about this damn coronavirus. We'll just start with that. Okay? Like, I need anything to make my wife more paranoid than, oh, now there's a virus that's killing people. And it's, like, completely destroyed China. And now it's spreading all over the world. People in Italy got it and shit. Now it's popping up all in the States, especially in California. You know? Luckily, I mean, I live down here close to the border, you know. I'll hop the border, be over there drinking margaritas and shit. You got me fucked up. The way I look at it is like this, okay? There's a new virus that pops up every couple of years, whether it be the Zika virus or the swine flu or Ebola. Or anything like that. You know, it almost coincides every single election year. And people are like, oh, well, we've never seen anything like this. It's just, they say that every year. Okay? And people are freaking the fuck out. People are stocking up on paper towels and toilet paper and bottled water. And they're watching the news, and the news is like, oh, it killed one person today in Tacoma, Washington. And, you know, most of the people that are dying from this virus are like 89,000 years old. You know, like, personally, I feel like once you get to a certain age that we should just have a cutoff. Like, you know, hey, unless an accident or something happens, I know I'm only going to live to be 80 years old. I mean, what are you really doing anymore after 80? You know? Like, I think about this all the time. I don't want to live to be 80. I think, like, a good 70, 75 be all right with me. Because, okay, you know what? I'll stretch it out to 80. If I live to be 80 years old, my daughter will be 60. You know, that's a good run. I still, If I live to be 80 years old, I still have 54 years of life left. That's a long time. Like, I'm only 26, and I feel like I've seen some shit. You know? But to be, like, 93, 94 years old? Like, come on. It's just mind-blowing to me. Like, you're 95 years old? Like, you were born in 1925. You were a teenager during World War II? Come on. These people that live to be 114 years old, like, you're only waiting for one big event after you hit about 80. You know, people have to take care of you. You're not out here tap dancing and shit at 111 years old, you know? Every time a big celebrity gets old as fuck and dies, they're like, oh no. And it's like, well, what else did you think was going to happen? What big piece of news did you think we were going to find out? Like Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood is like 90 years old. He's old as fuck. And then, you know, he keeps making movies, you know, like The Mule. That was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. He's old as shit in it. You know, and it showed. I mean, he's 90 years old and he has two threesomes in that movie. 90-year-old man running coke. It's a good movie, though. I'm not knocking the movie, but, you know, I mean, shit. The next time I see Clint Eastwood in a headline, I'm going to think, oh, you know, my first thing pops in my head is, oh, did he die? Did he die? But don't act all surprised like, oh, my, oh, no, I can't believe this happened. Like, yeah, of course it happened. He was old as shit. This virus, man, people are, it's got me, you know, washing my hands a little bit better, taking a little bit better care of myself. I'd be trying to, you know, I'm constantly using hand sanitizer now. Like, I notice it now. Like, it used to be I wouldn't think about shit like that. Now, like, I give me a little pump, a little of hand sanitizer. Rub it around. I don't know. I don't be thinking about it. But now, you know, every time, like, I hand my ID to somebody, I think about the germs passing off between me and that person. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I gotta wash my hands. You know? I mean, people are acting like this is for real, like the zombie plague. Like, that's how people are acting. At first, you know, it was a joke. Everybody was, oh, this is from the same, like, the company that this happened, you know, it was the Umbrella Corporation, just like Resident Evil. Let me tell you something, okay? If a zombie outbreak really happens, some of y'all aren't going to last, okay? Because first thing that's going to happen is your phone is going to be worthless. All this Instagram, Facebook, all that shit is gone, right? Maybe not for the first couple of days, but once they, like, take the internet down and shit, oh boy, it's over with. But, like, a year in, I'm going to be out here like Will Smith in, what you call it? I Am Legend. You know, just out here trying to keep myself entertained, working out. That's a good movie, man. Fuck, I loved that movie. That was one of my, like, I think I went and saw that in the theater when I was like 14. I was by myself. My mom and my brother and sister, they went to go see like Beverly Hills Chihuahua. And I was like, I'm not going to watch that shit. I'll go see that new Will Smith movie. And I did. This is like 2007. So I was like, yeah, I was like 14 years old. And they were like, this is what the world will look like in 2014. And I was like, whoa, you know, cause it don't look like that. It's 2020 and it looks just like it did in 2007. The only thing that changed is I can do a lot more cool shit with my cell phone now, you know? But dude, that was such a good movie. I remember one of my favorite scenes in I Am Legend is when he's like walking around in that apartment building, that dog runs in there and he's looking for that dog, and it's dark, and like he's just walking around in the dark with his flashlight, and he walks up on a room of them scary looking white people. And I remember being in the theater and it was just dead silent in there, and it shows them scary looking white people and he's all scared and shit, so he's trying to be quiet. And I remember I just let out a bleep, and I scared the shit out of like 70 people in that theater. I heard people scream. Like, I just go bleep under my voice, and like 9 people go, oh! I was holding my face like I was trying to stop myself from throwing up to not laugh. God damn it, it was funny. But I mean, it, like, there's just so, like, that movie was good, but it had so many funny parts. Like, how he was, like, screaming at that mannequin and shit. Like, everybody in the theater was like, oh my gosh, he's losing his mind. And I'm back there just laughing my ass off. I thought that was the funniest shit in the world. And how he's in the movie store and he's got all the mannequins set up and shit. And he's like, please say hello to me. Oh my God, I was dying laughing. God. 13, you know. I remember I had like longer hair and I used to wear this ball cap because like if I wore it in a certain way, it would make my hair curl up in the back. Girls used to like that shit. Even my wife said, when we first started dating, when you'd wear a hat, oh, I loved how your hair would curl up in the back. That was it, man. It was like a Wetumpka All-Stars baseball hat. And I sucked at baseball. But I got that hat. And that didn't nobody else know that. So I walked around, my chest all poked out like, yeah, yeah. You know? And then like one kid who was, you know, always played baseball. It's like, how come you have an All-Stars hat? And I'd be like, hey, how about you eat my ass? You know? That's the thing that kills me. Like, people are freaking out about this coronavirus and they're so scared, but they will literally go to a bar and see somebody and like them and have a real connection, and then they'll leave the bar and go home and lick each other's buttholes. Like, I thought that was a myth. Like, I'm starting to find out from my single friends and my younger friends. Like, I ask them because I got to know these things. You know, I'm trying to write jokes and shit. And I'm like, are people really out here eating ass? Or is that just like a funny thing to say? And they're like, no, that's some real shit. And I'm like, word? That shit's gross, man. I mean, to be worried about, oh, I'm going to get swine flu. I'm going to get coronavirus. Here, come here. Let me get your butthole. You know what I'm saying, man? What is wrong with people? Oh, man. I'll tell you one thing. I was getting my hair cut today, and the dude at the barbershop, he was like, you know, when it warms up a little bit, I bet you this whole coronavirus shit, like, kind of dies out. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Because, I mean, shit, it's still a little bit cold, man. I didn't think it'd be like this in California. I thought it was going to be just sunshine and rainbows every day. And it's been cold and cloudy and just not pleasant, man. I'm ready for it to stop. I'm tired of wearing jackets. Every night when I go out to go do a spot somewhere at a comedy club, I have to wear a jacket. And then I have to ask myself, like, okay, am I going to wear it on stage or am I going to take it off? And I'm usually by myself. So if I take it off, is somebody going to steal some shit out of it? I don't like having a bunch of stuff in my pockets. So if I leave my car keys in my jacket, somebody puts it on, now they have a car. You know? And these are the things I'm thinking about when I'm up on stage. I mean, I should just be thinking about how do I make this bald guy with glasses sitting 5 feet away from me laugh. You know? It's just tough, man. I don't know. I'm just excited for the summer. I'm really like, fuck, I'm ready to go to the beach. I run by this trail by my house, and like the way I run it, so you run around the back half, and then there's like a tunnel that you can run under, and up on the other side, you can get to the beach on the other side of the road, and it's a beautiful beach. And I went over there yesterday, man, and people were surfing and shit. I'm like, man, I need to learn how to surf. Like, that would be really cool. But the water's too cold. Like, I need that water to be like soup for if you want me to get in it. I do not like to be cold. And everybody in that water is wearing wetsuits and shit. I'm like, no, thank you. Crazy. I'm just ready for some shit to start popping off, man. I'm ready to go do some fun stuff. Like, people I work with are like, hey, let's go to Tijuana. So we're talking about doing that. I'm sure I'll have a lengthy fucking podcast after going to Tijuana. I'm excited about that. Me and my wife are talking about going to Vegas. I'm really looking forward to that. It's just, you know, it's that post-holiday lull, you know? Like, it just lasts, like, the whole month of January, which has a little bit of coolness to it because, you know, my birthday is in January. But then February is just kind of like, you know? We're just trying to save money and, you know, get stuff situated so that we can have fun summer. I'm trying to have a hot girl summer like Megan Thee Stallion be talking about, you know? I feel like something happened and I wanted to talk about it, but I can't remember what it was. Don't you hate when that happens? Like, you're like, oh, and you want to talk about something and then you forget. And you're like, damn, I forgot what I was going to say. It makes me think about, like, how far off am I from, like, truly losing my mind? You know? Like, what could happen at this point for me to be institutionalized? Like, in a straitjacket, in a padded room, and I don't know what my own name is, you know? My wife tells me I'm crazy, like, every day. And my daughter, oh, my God. My daughter is me times a million because she's only four. My daughter scares me to death at least every other day. She does something to scare the shit out of me. I'm a very jittery, jumpy person. I told y'all on the, like, last podcast or the one before that about the whole incident we had where that spider popped up on our TV and it scared the shit out of me for like 3 or 4 days. And, you know, I cussed at the old man at the grocery store. But, you know, I'm naturally just a jumpier person, you know, like if something pops up or, you know, I'm not expecting something and something happens, like it'll scare the shit out of me. My wife does it to me all the time. Like, I'll go outside and get something and, you know, my wife will be standing in the kitchen naked in the dark and I come in and, you know, I'm just not expecting to see it. I'm like, whoa, you know, and I scream and she laughs. She thinks it's funny. And I'm like, you're going to give me a heart attack. Like, why do you insist on scaring me so bad? My daughter does it too. Like, she doesn't even know that she's doing it though. Like, what, the other night I was laying in bed and we would put a movie on for my daughter while she's sleeping. And, you know, sometimes she'll go in there, she'll lay down, she'll watch the movie and she'll go right to sleep. But for lately it's been where she will sit there, watch a whole movie, and then 2 hours later, she'll get up and be like, Daddy, I need to watch something else. Now, this is happening at like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I've already gone to sleep. So, like the other night, she's in her room. She's watching a movie. We don't hear a peep out of her. You know, I'm assuming she's asleep. I fall asleep. And then at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up because I can just sense somebody watching me. And I look right at the threshold of my door, and all I can see is this little silhouette. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, Lily? And she just stands there for a second. And then she comes running towards me, and she's like, Daddy, I need to watch another movie. And I'm like, okay. And I'll get up, and I'll go change her movie. Or, you know, I'll be like, hey, I'm going to bed. My wife will be downstairs watching TV. And my daughter will be up in her room watching TV, and I've got the door shut to our room, you know, and I'm trying to sleep. And my daughter will just open the door without making any sound. She'll open the door and walk all the way into the room, get right next to me and go, Daddy. Now, that's if I'd heard the door open, that'd be one thing. But if I'm like halfway in between asleep and awake, and I just hear, Daddy, right next to my head, it scares the shit out of me. So I turn around like, huh? And it's my daughter. She's like, I need a hug. Like, she just wants a hug. Last night, we're laying in bed. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just about to fall asleep. It is stone silent in the house. And all of a sudden, my daughter's door slams shut. Just boom! And of course, my wife's like, Taylor, her door just slammed. So I stand up, and I walk into her room, and she's in there laying on the bed awake. If she was asleep, oh, I really would have fucking lost it. You know? I don't play around with shit like that, man. Not at all. You know what? I ain't really got nothing else to talk about, man. I hate that this episode was kind of short. But, you know, I can't talk about stuff that's coming up. I have to keep it a secret right now. But just know there's some stuff on the way that you guys are going to like. But I think that pretty much covers it, man. Hey, as always, I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will see you guys next week.